And welcome to Fan Run Varsity Spotlight, powered by Crumble Cookies. Folks, we are so pumped to be bringing you some more content, this time pertaining to local high school athletes. We want to put the spotlight on them, bring the stories to you. It's got to be fun. And what better way to kick things off than to welcome Jordan Potts, the defending 5A state champion quarterback from the Powell Panthers. Folks, speaking of Powell, the new Crumble Cookies has opened up on Clinton Highway 6672, Clinton Highway Suite 104. If you're looking for a W, go check out Crumble Cookies. For now, we will bring on Jordan, see what he has to say about defending the title, about his high school football career. This guy started his high school football career in 2020 when there were a lot of unknowns, and he got his first career start. We'll talk about that and his journey since then, and also a pretty big commitment that he made in the offseason. Without further ado, let's bring on Jordan for the first inaugural episode of Fan Run Varsity Spotlight. And we welcome Jordan Potts to the show, the first ever episode of Fan Run Varsity Spotlight. He is a 5A state champion, Blue Cross Bowl MVP, All-State. So many feathers in the cap of Mr. Potts. Jordan, thanks for hopping on. How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. Thank you for asking.
First of all, congrats on the championship and a big-time congratulations on the commitment to Tennessee Tech. What went into that decision to go ahead and lock up your future plans before your senior season even gets started?
Big thing for me is they told me I'd have an opportunity to play right away as a freshman. They said they weren't scared to start a true freshman, which is what I was looking for. And they really just rolled out the red carpet for me and made me feel like home.
Wesley Satterfield, he has quite the resume. The offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach there. Good resume. He has a history of turning offenses around. And you know, how big was he in your decision?
Oh, he was huge. He's been on me for the past, I think January-ish. He's been on me for a while now. But he just kept at it, and he was one of the few coaches to, you know, stick with me. So I was that's the main thing for me. He showed love first, and obviously I'm gonna appreciate that more.
You know, how, speaking of the off season, the big time commitment you made, obviously you guys are pursuing a repeat instead of pursuing a first ever state championship for Powell High School football. Like, how are things different in the off season as you head into this senior season?
Honestly, it kind of felt the same. I don't really think about how, you know, we just won or whatever, you know, there's a target on my back. I like playing with a target on my back. I just took my shoulder anyways, as it is. I feel like I played that way my whole life, so it's not really a big deal. I don't really feel it. But, you know, us older guys, the seniors, like me, Aiden Green, Brady Brewster, Gianni Magnos, we had to let our young guys know that nobody cares that we just won a state championship. It's on to the next season. So that was last year, and no one really cares about that.
Yeah, you mentioned the 23 class that you're in. You guys have been – you stuck with it for quite some time. What kind of leadership roles are you guys taking, like you and Aiden, the guys that you mentioned? What are you guys trying to do to instill the younger guys into that championship mode?
Honestly, we just had to show them how to work hard. And you know, it all started in January. When we started back, the young guys, you know, slacking off. They're young. They don't really know much. And then we had to get into them. But, you know, once we show up and work hard, and then everyone else wanted to as well. So everyone is just bought in right now, which is a good thing.
Look, before we get into more recent events, I want to go back to 2020. Right, it was the COVID year. It was your first career start. Beach came to Powell, and it was an unorthodox type of scheduling and fall camp. Everybody in the Knoxville area dealt with the same stuff, right? But you guys, right off the bat, you play Beach, which wasn't originally scheduled,
had a thriller there. You threw the game-winning touchdown pass to Aiden Green as time, basically as time expired. There's like a few seconds left. You backed up that game going to AC with some last-minute heroics. How did you all, in your first career start, and you rattled off a bunch of names that were in that game, probably in the same boat, sophomores with their first career start, how did you guys find such chemistry early on and be able to gel like that?
Honestly, because, you know, we came off an undefeated regular season the year before, and it was honestly the same thing because, you know, how we just want to stay championship this year. No one really cares. That was last year, you know, and then we thought the same thing. You know, we went undefeated, had a great season, did a lot of good things the year prior, but that was last year. So we were all, that's done. It's time to work even harder to improve ourselves from the year prior. So we were all just bought in, and we're all just ready to go.
So, you know, that 2020 season, good season for you guys, but it, you know, fell short. It fell short of expectations out there in Walker Valley. How did that loss fuel you guys into that 2021 season?
Honestly, I take most of that loss on me. It was probably one of my worst games I've ever played, but, you know, that fueled me a lot. That lit a fire in me that I didn't know I had. I was ready to play the next day. I came and worked harder every single day than the day prior. And Coach Lowe and all the players realized it. And then, you know, they had to gain back that trust in me, which they did instantly. But, you know, we all believed in each other. That was a huge thing for us, was believing each other that we need the guy next to us. And then, yeah.
So then, you know, the 2021 season came around. You guys lit up the scoreboard. The defense, after a few games, finally meshed. Found yourselves in some tight games. Went through some adversity. What was the turning point for you guys last season?
I think it was around week 4 or 5, maybe. Our defense clicked. I think it was the Science Hill game.
Yep.
Clicking on offense and our defense. You know, it took us a few games on defense to lock in, but, you know, they showed out that game. Honestly, I thought it was lights out for the rest of the season for our defense, and then I was real proud of them, the way they showed up that week and then for the weeks after that.
Speaking of adversity, there was a player you guys had on the team last year, Jaden Collins. When I think of him, the Halls game comes to mind. It was like, you know, that game was so tight, little room for error, and it seemed like Collins came through for you guys. And then later on in the season, broke his leg, and it was his senior season. Folks thought that was it for Jaden. He comes back, and he was able to showcase in the state championship game. How big was that for you guys? And other guys went through injuries and were banged up too, but I feel like, you know, he was a veteran player. He was a solid connection for you. Like, you and your teammates, seeing him go through that and ball out like he did after the injury and what he went through, how big was that for you guys?
It was pretty huge for us. And honestly, I don't know how he came back so quick. I don't know. I think God was on his side on that one. I don't know how, but that dude, you know, he's never quit. He worked extremely hard. And, you know, we all saw that he was working extremely hard to come back. He came back the semifinal game against West. And he had a pretty good game that game. So after we saw him come back, we were like, we can't lose another game.
You know, and going back to 2020 for just a bit, what did you guys do to prepare? I mean, I know it's kind of hard to expect, you know, when there's so many unknowns, but what did you guys do to prepare that season?
Honestly, we didn't really know because, you know, we didn't have a spring, and then we didn't even think we were going to get, you know, a full season. And then next thing I know, it's all back on and we have like a week or two to prepare. And, you know, we weren't really rattled. We were just ready to go because we all obviously wanted to play that year. And, you know, those seniors, they wanted to play because it's their last year. And then they were all bought in, and I was real proud of us for, you know, like basically like learning on the fly, because we didn't have like a whole off season together that year. but it felt like it just off a few weeks of summer practice.
And as off-season preparation goes, I mean, you are really into the 7-on-7 stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, like, how big of a role has that played, like, in your recruitment, in your game, just in your everyday life?
Honestly, it's been pretty big because, you know, you have 4 seconds to throw the ball, and I get to read a defense without, you know, big D-line and D-tackles running at me. So, you know, but that gives me a chance, you know, to process, you know, different coverages when defenses roll different coverages, you know, when people switch off, and little things like that. So that helped me learn how to process defenses quicker.
How long have you been doing the 7-on-7?
I've been doing 7-on-7 since probably 10 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how long have you been playing the sport, period?
I've played football since I was about 5-6 years old.
So did you ever play any other sport, like, for any significant length of time, or has it just been all football?
Well, I grew up playing baseball, basketball, and football. And then when I got older, I was like, I'm just going to try to stick to this football thing. And, you know, it ended up working out for me because I quit up the other two sports eventually. And then I just, you know, grinded football for, like, the next 5 years when I was just, like, 9, 10 years old. So that's helped me a lot, you know, just focusing on one sport for so long.
Yeah, I wanted to ask because if you had a baseball background, because seeing the plays that you make, the throws that you make on the run, across your body, different arm angles, where does that come from?
I wouldn't say it comes from baseball, but I'd say it comes, you know, me and my quarterback trainer, Tony Colston, you know, we don't really work on in the pocket throws because, you know, we do that sometimes, but usually we work on unorthodox throws, getting out of the pocket quick, you know, little stuff like that, little footwork things, little arm angle, all kinds of stuff like that. Because, you know, you never know what's going to happen in the game. You got to be prepared for all of that.
One thing you mentioned off air that was different for you this offseason, you had a procedure done, right?
Oh, you're right. I'm not glad. I totally forgot about that. Yeah. You're right. It was this offseason. I'm sorry. It was actually right. It was like 2 weeks after I turned 18 because I got LASIK eye surgery. Because, you know, I've been playing football without glasses or contacts since I can remember, playing any sport, really. But yeah, I got my procedure done. As soon as I turned 18, we wanted to make sure if I could do that, because, you know, they got to make sure your eyes are aged enough, you know, all the little things.
Right.
And then, you know, I came into the doctor's office thinking I'm probably not old enough yet. And then the doctor goes, yeah, you can do it. And my eyes lit up. I was like, oh my gosh, let's do it right now, please. Let's do it right now. So ever since then, I haven't looked back, and my vision, I had 20/40 vision. Which is, it's all right. And also, I have astigmatism as well. So it's hard for me to see close and far. But now I have 20/15 vision, which is considered better than 20/20 vision, which is crazy to me.
So that just blows my mind. I mean, the things you were able to do as a quarterback with, you know, not so great vision. And then now you've got this procedure done. I know you've done 7-on-7, couple of scrimmages under your belt. How have you felt since then? Like, how big of a difference is it after that procedure?
It's mostly the little things, like, you know, sometimes, you know, backers spot drop at depth, right? And then, you know, sometimes I can't tell how far they are from me and where my receiver is compared to where the defender's at. And now I can see that. Where they're at, so now I'm more confident in where everyone's at on the field.
So it's more of just your peripheral vision and being able to see what's going on with blitz packages and traffic and stuff like that, right?
Right, yeah.
So have you noticed any different, like, with your receivers, timing or anything like that?
No, not really, because, you know, those I've been working with, you know, J.J. Fowles, Darius Redmond and Aiden, all them, since middle school, really, because we've known each other for a while, and we just have that connection, whether I can see or not. I typically know where they are on the field and how far they are on their routes and stuff, because I've just been with them for so long, and which that made it really easy coming into, you know, my first start. I've been playing with these guys forever, and it's just nothing new. It's just on a bigger stage.
How key is that for what you guys got going on in your culture, the guys that have played together so long?
You know, it's also huge because, you know, we have to get other guys, you know, to where we are, in which we have. So now we all have that same connection that I have with, you know, Aiden, AD, and JJ, Gianni. Now we all have that connection. Now the defense has that connection too now. And obviously, you know, Steven Souls, he's forced to be reckoned with on defense.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, we all have that connection with each other now. We all know what we can and can't do. And, you know, when we realize, you know, we can, if we play together, play as a team, we're dang near unbeatable.
One of the leaders on the team, one of the names you mentioned, JJ Faust, what kind of impact does he have on the team? Because, like, it seems like it doesn't matter if he's playing offense, defense. He's going to make an impact. And, you know, the dude may even, like, go help cook up some hot dogs in between quarters or something. He does everything. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
It does feel like he does everything for us, but, you know, I think he deserves it. He works really hard. I don't think there's that too many things he can't do, because, you know, I think he's a dude, in my opinion. He's got good football IQ, smart, intelligent, and he can just flat out play.
Jordan, before we go, I wanted to ask you, you know, what should we expect from the Powell Panthers this season? Like I said, you've got that elusive title under your belt. You're going after another one. This is going to be a little bit different of an offense in certain terms. Josh Jones is now the head coach at Bearden. Also, some staff members have left. Some new staff members have come in. What should we expect in 2022?
See, I expect, honestly, the same thing, same result, same outcome. Because, you know, even though we have different coaches, we have mostly the same players, you know. So we all know, like, we all remember what we've learned in the past two, three, four years with those coaches that left. And obviously we're going to learn new things from the coaches that just got here. So we're not really worried about, you know, the coaches that left. We're just ready to get back on the field and show people that we didn't fall off, that we're a big 5A title contender.
One last question that I'll ask you, that I'm going to ask every athlete or coach on this podcast: what does high school football mean to you, Jordan?
You know, high school football means a lot to me, because honestly, if I wasn't playing football, I don't know what I'd be doing right now. You know, football has done a lot for me over the, you know, 11, 12 years I've played it. It's always got me away from things. If, like, you know, if I'm thinking about something, I always just go play football, and it's all the stress, all the anxiety or whatever just goes away when I'm playing football. So, you know, that's what it means for me.
Good stuff, Jordan, man. I appreciate you hopping on the first episode of Fan Run Varsity Spotlight. Jordan Potts, congratulations on last season. We can't wait to watch and see what you do and see how the Powell Panthers ball out this season in 2022. Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jordan Potts. Shouts to him for being able to hop on our first ever episode of Fan Run Varsity Spotlight. Great insight from Jordan about his journey as a Powell Panther, eventually leading to a state championship. Now it's his final year in high school. Senior season, 2023. It's a loaded class, not just in the state, but here locally. That's why I think this is the perfect time to bring this content together in podcast form. Get these stories out there. I mean, the spotlight is going to be on so many players in this area. The 2023 class is loaded. And there's some other great stories out there too, beyond 2023. We've got some great young talent in the form of sophomores, freshmen, juniors. It doesn't matter. Folks, we're here to cover it, put the spotlight on these coaches and players. And things kick off this week at the KOC Jamboree, the kickoff classic. We've got, it's in split form this year. beginning on Thursday at Central High School at 7 p.m. and then Friday at Hardin Valley at 7 p.m. You can catch the Powell Panthers led by Jordan Potts on the Friday slate at Hardin Valley. They go up against Bearden. I know a lot of juice will be flowing in that game as new head coach Josh Jones will be facing his former team. Of course, Jones, as we mentioned, was the offensive coordinator at Powell last season and helped lead the Panthers to a championship. Can't wait to see that matchup. Gosh, I wish it was more than a quarter. But nonetheless, football is finally back. It is here. And folks, if you're traveling to the Jamboree, whether you're going to be at the one at Central High School, Hardin Valley, perhaps both, man, if you're coming back to Powell from Hardin Valley or coming back to AE from Hardin Valley, perhaps you're going back to Campbell County from Central on Thursday night and you need a late night pick me up, be sure to hit up Knoxville's only and new location, Crumble Cookies, 6672 Clinton Highway, Suite 104. If you're tired of the traditional fast food lineup that you get every Thursday night or Friday night after a long, hard fought game, this is the perfect opportunity. They have a weekly rotation of cookies, a fresh new menu every week. It is the spot to go to when you want to clinch your cravings. Open till 10 p.m. on Thursday night, midnight on Friday nights. Folks, go check them out. Tell them Fan Run sent you. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to have the next episode. We'll get it out to you. Football is back.